All right, it is cross country week when it comes to these KMA sports features here, because we got that cross country state meet coming up. Head coach Wes Rollins is on the line with me to talk about his Red Oak Tiger boys and how they qualified and what their goals are here coming up with that big meet coming up on Friday. Coach Rollins, let's go backwards though here. Let's kind of talk about this that state qualifying meet where your boys performed so well. What went well for the Tigers that day?
Yeah, I think we just had strong performances across the board. I think obviously Emmanuel and Hayden getting 1 and 2 is huge. They just had a really strong race. They really set the tone for the rest of the pack that race. And then Osell Pearson ran fantastic. Probably, I think, his best race of the year. We really encouraged him to, you know, get out early, get in that top 10 and settle in. And he did exactly that. And then we had our 4 and 5, Casey Johnson and Bryce Williams, do what they had to do to get us to state. So yeah, I just think I was pleased with our performances down the board. So
when it comes to the approach heading up to this one, does it change at all for you guys, say like from mid-season to now that we're at the end, even at the last meet of the year? What's the approach heading into this week?
No, I don't think anything changes. I think, you know, as the season's gone on, we're kind of at a point now where we're kind of tapering off as far as our workouts and our miles and stuff, but I don't think the approach changes at all. I think we've been kind of preaching the last couple weeks, me and Coach French, just that that confidence and that belief going into every meet, kind of just believing that, you know, at Hawkeye 10, having the belief that we could win it, you know, at the state qualifying, having the belief that we can make it as a team. And so now it's just on Friday, having the belief that we belong there, and we're not just there to be there, but to compete. And I think, you know, anything can happen. I think if we all five of them run a great race, I think we're in contention to be on the porch. So I think, but just having that belief that we are capable of doing that, I think really that's been our focus the last couple of weeks. So
talk a little bit about Emmanuel Grass, your guys' leader in the year. Every time I go to a cross country meet, he kind of seems to be the first guy that has his breath back to him when the meet is over. What does he have that makes him such a good runner here in the distance races?
Yeah, absolutely. Man, he's just a hard worker. I mean, you know, I think when it comes to distance running, I mean, obviously natural ability is important, but I think the biggest thing is you got to be putting those miles on the ground, and that's what he does. He works his tail off. He's so detail oriented as far as his workouts, his nutrition, his diet, his preparation. And so, you know, what you see at a race, there's so much behind the scenes going on that leads to all the success that you see on race day. Man, he's just one of the hardest workers I've gotten to coach. And obviously our team success, he is a large piece of that because of his leadership and, you know, getting his buddies to go along with him and to buy into that process. So, I said it at the beginning of the year when you interviewed me, but you know, all of our success, it starts with Emmanuel Grass, and he's just done an excellent job as a runner and as a leader for us.
Now we're heading into that meet come Friday. What are just some expectations for your guys, of ones that, you know, how do you want to see them perform when it comes up there at the state meet?
Yeah, absolutely. I think individually, I know Emmanuel's goal is to get top 5. He's been, I think he's currently ranked 3rd in 2A, and I think his goal all year has been to be in top 5, and so that's for his goal for him. And for Hayden, who was also a state qualifier last year, you know, Hayden's running basically the same times that Emmanuel did last year, and Emmanuel got, I think, 18th last year, so that's going to be Hayden's goal, is can he finish in that top 20, maybe. I think medaling is top 15, so I think his goal is to medal. And then, yeah, like I said, as a team, I think we're going to just try to run our best race. We're going to try to really get out and hold our position as we go through the race. And I'm going to preach to them all week. Like, again, we are capable of getting on the porch if we all run like we're capable of doing. So I think for me, those are the kind of the goals I'm looking at for us on Friday.
All right, excellent. That is head coach Wes Rollins of the Red Oak Tigers cross country squad heading into that Friday state meet. They're in class 2A, hoping to get up there on the podium for a couple of those guys. Hey, coach, thanks for getting this one in. Good luck the rest of the way. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for covering our boys. I appreciate it.